Well, it's 8 minutes past seven, and I've been to the Fighting Cock, a pub in Bradford, and it was really good. At about 6 o'clock, they rolled out bread and dripping on the bar, which is a nice touch. You could have it salted or peppered or just thick hunks of homemade bread with dripping on. Really thick, gloppy, rich dripping. Not something I usually do, because you don't see it down south, but even though I was bursting from my curry, I couldn't help it, really. I didn't salt it. Anyway, 3 pints down, and that was me done. To be honest, with all the food I had, and I didn't even have anything else today but an apple, but with all the curry I had, you know, you can't eat a massive amount and then drink a load, I find. So it kind of, you know, finished me. But anyway, that aside, I'm now at the Model Farm. I've got an amazing room. It's huge. Big shower on the ground floor. Vicky got very excited. They've got, I think, more of a guard dog than a pet dog here. It is a working farm. The guy who runs it, I think he's called Alan, and his wife is Polish. She's called Bieta, I think. And they, I think her son or one of her friends or something got me in, really friendly. You know, couldn't have been more helpful. I bought a couple of cans of Guinness off them. And as I say, it's past seven. I'm just going to listen to some podcasts now and do nothing now until tomorrow morning, when I look forward to trying the Polish breakfast, which, along with homemade sausages and things that they do at the farm, should be quite interesting. They've also got a big collection of vintage cars here, so that should be good as well. As I say, the room's fully, really nice furniture, biscuits, tea bags, lots of fresh, big urn of coffee thing. So really good. And the whole lot, including the beers and the breakfast, was 38 quid. So yeah, very, very interesting, particularly as I know a few people from down south might be interested in coming over to the north for some curry and a bit of exploration in this area. More later.